Now that brings us down to the fifth seal, and I want to read again my translation in verses 9 and 10. Now the four horsemen have ridden, and here we have the prayer of the martyred remnant. Apparently those that were slain in the Great Tribulation seem to be primarily the ones that are here. I have always felt that it included all the Old Testament saints. But let me read now my translation here. And when he opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar of burnt sacrifice the souls of those slain on account of the word of God and on account of the witness which they had. And they cried with a great voice, saying, How long, O Master, the holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth? Now this altar's in heaven and is evidently where Christ offered his blood for the sins of the world. And those of you acquainted with my book on the tabernacle know that I take that position that his literal blood is in heaven. Now let me confirm that with Hebrews chapter 9, verses 23 and 24. It was therefore necessary that the patterns of things in the heavens should be purified with these, but the heavenly things themselves with better sacrifices than these. For Christ is not entered into the holy place made with hands, which are the figures of the true, but in heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us. And so we have here the Old Testament saints, as the Lord Jesus put it, that the blood of all the prophets which was shed from the foundation of the world may be required of this generation, from the blood of Abel to the blood of Zacharias. And now included with this are those in the Great Tribulation period, because we've already found a fourth of the population have been wiped out. And they are resting on Old Testament ground, and they're on good solid ground. They are only pleading for justice on the basis of God's holy law. Now, notice verse 11, and again I'm reading my translation. There was given to them, that is to each one, a white robe, and it was said to them that they should rest in peace, yet for a little time, until their fellow servants also and their brethren, who should be killed even as they were, should be fulfilled. In other words, the tribulation saints, all of them are to be included in the second resurrection, by the way.